This message you're about to hear is from the stable of Pastor Mike Ofuegbo, the senior pastor at the Perfect Will of God Mission. As you listen, may you be blessed.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly trust in Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When darkness seems to hide his face, I rest on his unchanging grace. In every high and stormy gale, my anchor holds within the veil. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand, but if you stand on Christ, you're not going to sink. This is a promise. You are blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. My name is Brother Mike of Fable. And today, I just want to bring some short messages unto you. I just want you to listen to these short messages. If you want the full message, you can make order for the CDs from our church, and you are going to get all of them. But I just want to remind you some few things. I want you to closely listen to the messages contained in this CD. Possibly, God could use any of them to minister to you. We are in the last days, and so many things are happening very fast that we can't even understand them. Times and seasons are changing so fast. Everything is changing. Everything in the entire universe is dramatically changing. Nobody understands what is happening. The scientists could not get it. Even the ministers of God don't understand what is happening. Evil is on the high increase. Killing and wasting of innocent blood is everywhere. Even little children, pregnant women, and toothless worshippers seems to be the target. There's never a time in history that the practice of wickedness is as high as it was in these days, or what we are seeing in these last days. The truth is this: we are very close to the end of man's physical existence in this earth. Soon, man will stand before his creator to give account of his stewardship here on earth. Nobody, I repeat, nobody will escape the final judgment of God. It doesn't matter who you are. Nobody, as long as you're a human being, or as far as you're a human being, you can't escape. Nobody will escape God's judgment. We will all give account on how we lived our lives here on earth. On that day, there'll be no president, no governor, no senator, no ministers, no kings and queens, no master, no servant. Everybody will be the same. We will all be equal before the presence of God, and we will all stand before the judgment seat of God Almighty. On that day, listen to me, on that day, your church, the church where you belong to, will not save you. Your archbishop, your bishop, your reverend, your priest, your vicar, your pastor, or whatever title you give to them, they will not save you. None of them will save you. They too will stand before God for judgment. All of us will stand before Him. That day you're going to stand before God all alone. I mean all alone. God will not ask you about your church. Your church will not be talked about. But God will judge you according to how you lived your life here on earth. There'll be no marriage. There'll be no father, mother, brother, sister, no husband, no wife. Everybody will stand before God. And it is soon. Have you forgotten the song that used to say, soon and very soon, we are going to see the Lord. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the Lord. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to meet the Lord. No more crying day, we are going to meet the Lord. No more painful day, we are going to see the Lord. No more suffering day, we are going to see the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we are going to see the Lord. Now listen, let me tell you the truth, in case nobody have told you. A day is coming that all of us, we are going to stand before God and judgment will be taken. That day God is not going to ask you, which church do you belong to, because your church is not important. What is important is you. And that's the whole truth. So it will be okay if you listen to some of this messages that I just put down there. They are very short messages. But like I said, if you want the full package, you can get it from us. You can get it from our church. You can book it and it will be sent to you, or you can go to the church and have them. The first message I want to talk about is the true church. The true church of God. And quickly, let me read from the book of Acts of Apostles, chapter 20. And I'll read from verse 26 down to 31. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. Apostle Paul is giving record. He's saying, I am pure from the blood of all men. If you're a pastor listening to me, will you stand before God and say you are pure from the blood of all men? Your message, has it killed somebody? Can you stand and open your hands and say, I am pure from the blood of all men? Now he said in verse 27, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. That's why I'm here, to declare unto you all the counsel of God. So that you will not say, I didn't hear, nobody told me. We are talking about the true church of God. Verse 28, take heed therefore unto yourself and to all the flocks over the which the Holy Ghost had made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood, to feed the church of God. So the church belongs to God. To feed the church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. God purchased this church with his own blood. The church of God, which he had purchased with his own blood. Okay, verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I seek not to warn everyone night and day with tears. I seek not to warn each and every one of you night and days with tears, that in the last days many will arise. Disobedient servants in the church will come out and break away and form churches. A lot of things shall happen. Some departing from the faith. Some departing from the faith. They will also say, God have called me. I'm not against it. Understand me, I'm not against it. For one thing I know as a pastor is that we all will stand before God. We all stand before God in judgment. Each and every one of us will stand before the Almighty God in judgment. So I'm talking about the church, the true church of God. That's what I want to talk about in a few minutes. Now, what is a true church? The Bible made us to understand it's a house of God. It's a house of God. God said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. So a true church is a house of prayer. Number three is a place of worship. Is a place of worship. Quickly, which church did God send down from heaven to this earth? Which church is the church that God himself sent down here on earth and said, this is my true church or my original church? We shouldn't allow ourselves to be deceived. There is no one church that God threw down from heaven. He gave men the vision to start churches. So there is no one church that was thrown down from heaven. How to know a true church? So how do we know a true church? One, the message and teaching of the pastor in charge. What is preaching? What is teaching? Does he paint his word? Does he water it down? Does he preach to the people what they want to hear? We are in the last days. The Bible said that men will have itching ears, that they will not be ready to hear the sound message of God. When you preach hard message in the church, you see them leaving. They will not be there to worship with you next Sunday. You see them leaving because that church is a true church that preaches without the fear and favor of anybody. So how do you know the true church of God? The doctrines of the church. You know their doctrine. Their doctrine will be according to the standard of the Bible. Nothing added and nothing short. The next one is the lifestyle of the pastor. The lifestyle of a man of God will tell you about the church. That does not mean he does not make mistakes. That does not mean the pastor is perfect. He doesn't make mistakes. He does. We all make mistakes. But the lifestyle of a pastor tells us what the church is. Then the lifestyle of the members, because the kind of message that comes from the altar, from the pulpit, will affect the life of the members. And that exactly will tell you the kind of church that you are in, the lifestyle of members. Then the main focus of that church. What is the main focus? What is the message that the pastor preaches often? What message does he teach often? That will tell you whether this is a church of God, a heaven-focused or heaven-based church, or prosperity-based church, or materialism, or material things-based church. When you listen often, what he teaches all the time will tell you whether this is a true church or it's a business. Then, a true church is not about the giant building or cathedrals. Those things doesn't make up a church. Whether you build the largest or the biggest auditorium, it does not make a church. Mm-mm. Whether your church, you cannot cover it. If you start flying on it, you can't cover it in a day. It doesn't make a true church. So it's not about the building. It's not about the cathedral. It's not about the air conditions. It's not about the tiles. The church was built with gold. Yes, Solomon did once before. And where is it before? The temple of Solomon was built with gold. Where is it now? God does not respect all these things. So those buildings, no matter how beautiful it is, it doesn't make a church. It can be so beautiful and Satan is living or dwelling there. And that's the truth. So the next thing is the testimonies of the testimonies of a true church. A true church must have a testimony. The testimony of the people around it. Then the testimony of the members. Finally, the testimony of the visitors. Although some people rise to speak evil against it, but that does not mean this is bad. You will listen to people and the manifestations will come on its own. Then the main focus of a true church. What is their focus? What is their aim? What do they measure at? A true church must measure on eternity. Paradise people will go to paradise at the end of their life. Eternity in the paradise of God. That's it. Any church that is not preaching to take people there is not a church. Because it won't be long while we go into eternity. So let's go quickly to the lifestyle of the members of a true church. They have a positive lifestyle. They are not negative in attitude. They are very humble. Now the next one is humble. They are very humble people. You see that Christ is in these ones. Remember where the word Christians came from Antioch. It was the disciples of Jesus. People were watching their lifestyle. People were watching them. And without being told, they said these ones are Christians because they are Christ-like. They behave like Christ. But what is happening to the church in the churches these days? A man of God said that the church is like a marketplace. I say, no, it's not. It's not a marketplace. The church of God is a refinery. The market is not a refinery. The church of God is like a refinery. We come in crude. We go out refined. In a refinery, you see that the crude oil pass in. You get the lighter gas, you get the petroleum, you get the kerosene, you get the diesel, you get all stuff refined. When the refineries are bad, you have scarcity of fuel. The church is the refinery of the earth. So we are not like a marketplace. So when the church is not refined, there'll be problem. When one passes through the church, the life will be refined. You will see a change of attitude, a change of character in that person's life. You see humility. You see brokenness. You will know this one is a child of God. But what is happening today? When a woman enters a church, oh my goodness, the husband will come back and say, ah, you visited a man of God. You've been to the church. When a man goes to church, the wife will know it. My husband is not the same. Then you see them living a life of holiness and righteousness. A life of holiness and righteousness. The next one is the fear of God. Now, there is no fear of God. People don't fear God. Not even the ministers that preach the gospel. They fear God no more. And yet, we call that a church. No. Those that serve God must fear God. Do you know that idol worshippers, they fear their idol more than Christians fear their God? Christians especially are those who don't fear their God anymore. But don't worry, judgment is coming. Then the next one is the lifestyle of the members of a true church. You see them, they are spirit-filled. They are filled with the Holy Ghost. When you see them doing things, you know these are spirit men. In Acts of Apostles 16, verse 16, the little damsel, the possessed girl, when he saw Apostle Paul, he said, these are the real men that will show us the way of God. Spirit-filled people. Spirit-filled. But now, carnality has taken over the church. We just go to church for formalities, to fulfill all righteousness. Oh, I went to church. Today you see a lot of churches are crowded because it's 1 hour service, and all the outside you see people. Some are coming 10 minutes to the time, some 20 minutes to the time. When they come, they stay outside. They won't even be hearing what the pastor inside is saying, and at the end they share grace, they give the offering, they say, I've been to church. When they ask them, did you go to church? I've been to the church. I was in the church, brother. You know that. That's no church. Watch their life. They are not spirit-filled. Then the next one is prayerfulness. The members of a true church are very, very prayerful. They are prayerful people. See them praying all the time. Praying. You need to get my message on prayers and read my book on dangerous prayers. Your life will never remain the same again. The awesome power of prayer. There is nothing prayer cannot do. Prayer really works. I have so many books on prayer. When you get them, they will teach you more about prayer. Then finally, they are dedicated and zealous in the things of God. You see them very dedicated. They prefer the word of God. They prefer the things of God more than their daily bread. That's how to know the members of a true church. Then the divine purpose of a true church of God. What is their divine purpose? Number one, the divine purpose of a true church of God is to win the lost souls back to God. To win the lost souls back to God. Evangelism. Soul winning. They want to bring people back to God. That's how to know a true church. That's number one thing. Then to prepare the people of God for the end time harvest. To prepare the people of God for the end time harvest. You see, everything they care about is people. How they make heaven to prepare them for the end time. It's not about prosperity. It's not about money. Oh, breakthrough. We are so rich. We are so prosperous. That is wrong. That's not how it's supposed to be. Then finally, to lead the people of God to paradise. That's one thing about a true church. They want to lead the people of God to paradise. And that's where they spend eternity. So any true church wants to lead people to paradise. That's where eternity should be spent. Anything short of that is not of God. And that is it. So finally, what is the true church of God? The true church of God is where two or three people are gathered. Whether they gather under the tree, whether they gather on the mountain, whether they gather in a house, whether they gather in a hotel, whether they gather anywhere, but let it be a holy gathering of people of God. That's how you know a true church. And by so doing, I tell you, you are worshiping God. So today, join a true church. Never mind whether where you are worshiping is where you are born into. We all, thank God, we are born into one church or the other. Search out if your church is not the true church, change it. If where you are is not the true church of God, change immediately. The Lord God Almighty bless you. You can get the full package of this message and listen to it very well. Order for it and it's going to be sent to you. God Almighty bless you. Are you born again? If you are not, make haste while the sun shines. Give your life to Jesus. You can worship with us and we will teach you the way of God Almighty, and it shall be well, perfectly well with your soul. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you very much. God bless you. Amen.
Nothing uplifts like the word of God, and I trust that the message you just heard has uplifted you. Now, if you'd like to make a decision, if you want to be born again, kindly say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the opportunity to hear your word. I confess you as my personal Lord and Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Fill me with your precious Holy Spirit. This I pray in Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you just said that prayer, I'm glad to tell you that you are now born again. You are now a child of God.
This message you just listened to was a message from our senior pastor, Apostle Mike Ofoegbu, the author of the Dangerous Prayer series. For more information, call 080-8420-2031 or 080-3304-9782. Or you could worship with us at our weekly and Sunday services at Perfect Will of God Mission, opposite Fountain of Life School, behind Daman College, by Close One Gate, Satellite Town, Alakija Bus Stop, Badagry Expressway, Lagos. Stay blessed.